Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, every wall got to come down. As we walk into tonight, praise God. Whoa, we going to tear down every wall. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I said something happens.
Something happens.
When you shout unto God.
Hallelujah.
When you bless the Lord.
Come on, somebody.
When you sing a new song unto the Lord.
Woo. Yes.
When you make a joyful noise. In spite of what you're going through. In spite of your circumstance. If you will lift up your hands,
woo!
Open up your mouth,
yes,
and say to the mountain, be thou removed,
woo!
And be cast into the sea,
woo!
It has to go, yes it does, somebody give God a shout,
yes, 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 yes,
give
yes,
God, woo! Till the walls fall, till every chain breaks.
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, we're going into the enemy camp tonight. We are going into the enemy's camp tonight. We will not give him no rest tonight.
Woo!
Thank you. me tell you, the enemy cannot stay around when you praise God. The enemy cannot stay. God created you to praise him. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. I just love to praise my God because he told me. I'm so glad God created us to praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mm.
We're about Jesus
tonight. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we'll give
and
him all the
is.
Glory. Hallelujah.
The name that's above every other name.
Woo.
Is Jesus.
Yes, it is. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Woo! Yes, he is. Tonight, and they have a prayer request, lift your hand, because it's healing time in the house. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, I shovel. He,
you know, something
he
happens,
shovel.
I'm telling you, I say it all the time.
Yes, yes,
does,
yes.
Something
yes.
does happen. It's transferring when we lift up the name of Jesus.
My
an
God.
Exchange that happens.
Hey, now, hey, now.
You don't just keep your heaviness.
No. No, I
you don't just keep your sorrow and your pain, your worry and your doubt. None of that can stay in God's presence. It just doesn't belong there. It can't go there. There's no room for it there, because the Bible says that his glory fills the temple.
Come on now.
So that says to me, if he's filled the temple, there's no room for anything else.
Praise God, praise God. Let your glory fill the house. Hallelujah. Woo.
Paints a picture that God is bigger than my problem.
Big, bigger.
He's
you're
bigger
big.
Than my issues.
You're bigger.
He's greater than my pain.
Greater.
That's the God you serve. He is
hallelujah,
able.
Hallelujah. Faithful God. Faithful
God. And I have learned that
Almighty
no matter
what hallelujah.
I do, that's why I sing about it so much in my songs.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise is the weapon.
Praise is the weapon.
Praise
hallelujah. It's the key to everything.
Brokenness before God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Open the door. The heavenly realm.
My God, my God.
And when you get into the presence of God,
get up, come on in. Call somebody else and tell them to come on in. Hala, la, da, bye.
He's taking my pain. He's giving me
yes,
joy.
Yes, yes, yes.
When I'm weak, he's strong. Instead of weeping, joy comes.
My God, my God.
It don't get any better than that.
Hey.
I don't know of an alcoholic drink. I don't know of a drug. I don't know of a person, a man, a woman. I don't know of money. I don't know of a house. I don't know of a car.
Woo.
I don't know of a job promotion. I don't know of anything that can do that. I just can't find it. There's nobody like him.
Nobody like him.
Nobody. And if you haven't tried him, you ought to. He's just that good.
He's just that good.
Until
praise
you try
God.
Him, you will never realize how good he is.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
The fact that I'm standing here today is a testimony to an awesome God. I should be dead. I was sick. My mama's here. I was sick when I was a baby. The doctor said she's not going to make it through the night. Well, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. I bet if I ask you, you can say the same thing.
Praise
some doctor
God,
said,
praise
some
God,
boss
praise
said,
God,
somebody
praise
said,
praise
I wasn't going to do
yes,
it.
Yes,
look
yes,
at me now.
Hallelujah.
God's grace kept me.
Praise God, hallelujah.
His
I know there's time. Minister Gigi, would you like to give a testimony that you should have been dead?
And this week,
Hallelujah. If so, press one. Praise God. I know I should have been dead many times, but I can tell you how the Lord has, oh God, kept me through all kinds of tragedies and difficulties. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Go ahead, honey, and give your testimony. Praise. It's testimony time. Go ahead, honey.
From God. Hallelujah. You know, oh, my God, my God, my God. I have to tell you that I had faced the biggest battle. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I saw the darkest places. And God took me out from, oh, Halikalakasheka. Oh, my God, my God. God gave me life again. Now I can testify. I can, oh, my God, I can dance. And I know God is powerful. God is all that He can be. He is holy. He is mighty. He is supreme. Hallelujah. He is sovereign. Hallelujah. How can I forget? How can I forget where God took me from? How can I forget where I was supposed to be done. But
yes.
I have victory.
God
gave me victory, and He defeated all my enemies. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, by the power of the blood, they are defeated. They are defeated. They are defeated. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am alive and well to glorify my holy and the holiest, holiest, and the holiest. I can testify His goodness. Oh,
yes,
my
Lord.
God. I don't know how to express myself, but I know. If anybody can call me, I can share with them. If they, you know, I have a book in circulation, they can find not only all, but just, you know, something I can share, and then later on I will have more to share. But whatever they read about, whatever the testimonies, it's so real, even for me. You know, I cannot even go back to read it again because I lived it before, and it was too much to endure. But God. Now
I can
testify in His name, hey, for His glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In Jesus'
Amen.
Mighty name. Hi. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for the opportunity, my sister. Thank you.
Minister Minister Peggy has a testimony. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Look at God.
Well, thank the Lord. Today is 40 years since I've came up to the United States to live. Isn't it wonderful that we have such a great country that we can worship God and we can do it in peace and in kindness and also give the revelation of what He has given to us in our words, and people can hear it and we can give the praise and the glory to God for such a great country. We need to keep praying for our country. And also this week I was praying for a job, and sure enough, the gentleman and his mother walked up to my house and asked me if I would work with them. Isn't that wonderful that we live in a free country, a country that will give us freedom and let us proclaim the word of God to all? And remember, we need Jesus. And keep passing it on. let us know that God is always near, and we can reach out to him, and we can take care of each other's burdens just by talking to each other and by committing ourselves to pray for that person. So let's continue praying for the ministry, and also just be glad that God is our God.
Hallelujah. Thank you. And I also, coming up as a small little girl, my legs used to go numb on me, and my mother thought I had polio. They had diagnosed me with, you know, I have not had, never had polio, not from that time as a little child up until now. No polio. They prayed over me, and no polio could enter my body and still cannot enter my body. Amen. I am healed by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord. What the devil has meant for bad for all of us, the devil has, what the devil has meant for bad, God has turned it around for our good.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's Favorite Ministry coming to you live tonight on Blog Talk. Praise God. God. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet, or maybe something else you may be going through in your life, whatever it may be. God's Favorite here tonight is reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. May we pray right now, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we, oh God, come, Father God, in no other name but yours, oh God. Father God, touching and agreeing for all those that, oh Father God, that may have sons behind prison walls, may have daughters behind prison walls, oh God. Father God, we pray for those that to be delivered off of drugs and alcohol and all kind of substance abuse, God. We pray, oh God, for everyone that's been hurt in some kind of way, oh God. Father God, that they be healed from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. They may be going through some type of sickness, oh God. Oh God, that seems always uncurable, God, but we know, God, you have all power in your hand, God. I remember the woman, oh God, that said if she could just touch the hem of your garment, God, she know that she will be made whole, oh God. So, Lord God, we know, God, that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord God. Lord God, we look unto you, the who, oh God, yes, God is the author and the finisher of our lives, God. We know, Lord God, that there is no good thing, God, you said you would withhold from us. Lord, as we heard the testimonies, oh God, you didn't withhold nothing from them, oh God. Oh God, what the devil had meant bad for them, God, you just shown yourself in mightily in the midst of our midst, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, and God, just like you did it all, you still doing it today, even the more, God. Your Holy Spirit, oh God, every time I think about how you have, oh God, put your spirit in us, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit that resides in us, oh God. Oh God, helping us, oh God, Lord God, because we can't do it without you, Lord God. We can't even breathe without you. We can't sing, we can't praise you, God, without you. We can't walk without you, and we can't talk without you. We can't do nothing without you, Lord God. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you with our whole heart, mind, and soul, God, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our lives, oh God. You are God. Yes, you are Jesus, as the song said earlier. You are Jesus. You are Jesus. Yes, God, you are Jesus in the morning, you're Jesus in the noontime, you're Jesus all night long. You're just Jesus all the time to us, God. And when we call upon that name, God, oh God, we are pulling down every demonic spirit, everything in high places. We commanding them to come down in the name of Jesus. Every wall must fall, as she said earlier. All the walls that's trying to stick themselves up in front of us, oh God, to keep us from going forth in Jesus' name, they must come down. They must come down in the name of Jesus, because no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are soldiers in the army. Yes, we are. We, oh God,
have been established, oh God, to go forth in your name. Yes, we have, God. Yes, God, we are your children, the one that been called out, set aside, and set apart for your kingdom, God. Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You have made us kingdom priests, oh God. You have, oh God, oh God. Yes, Lord God, I going in and I coming out, I uprising and I sitting down, God. You, oh Father God, done everything. You done it well, God. It's all perfectly done, God. Oh God, you, oh God, fearfully and wonderfully made us. You took time and knit us together, God. Oh God, you even knew us before we was even, oh God, ordained in our mother's womb, oh God. Oh God, thank you now. You told us, we, oh God, to come to you with thanksgiving. Come unto you at thanksgiving, Lord God. We thank you. We just thank you for everything that you do, God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us food and clothing and shelter, God. We thank you for the little thing, God. We thank you for the big thing, God. We thank you, God, for the healthy things. We thank you, Lord God, oh God, for things seen and unseen. We thank you for the, oh God, the spiritual things what we cannot see right now, God, because we know, God, you got more for us. As we open up unto you, Lord God, we can expect, oh God, for you to do great things, oh God. We can come in expectation, oh God, believing you for everything, oh God. Hallelujah. You are our God. You are, oh yes, Lord God. Lord, if we can expect it, we can expect it from our God. Yes, God, because our God can do anything, anything, anything. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise tonight. All the praise go to you in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to turn it back to my announcer again, and I'll be right back with you. Praise God.
Well, praise the Lord. We can keep praising him every day of the week and every day of the month. You know what? This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites Post Office Box, 1704 Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Area code 504-347-5797, certain home number. But to listen to the program, the area code is 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. If you would like to give a praise report or would you like to consider having prayer, just press 1 and we would know that you would like to give an announcement or ask anything in God's name that we can do and we can pray for you. Just remember, we have on Friday evenings at 7 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, which is a part of the Ministry of God's Favorites. Again, call the number, area code 714-409-0578, and you will receive a great blessing just by listening to God's Word. That's Sunday nights at 7 p.m. and Friday nights at 7 p.m. Isn't God wonderful? Our prayer request tonight is for people that has cancer and is taking chemotherapy. They're having a very hard time with it. Let's pray for those that's in the hospital and those that are at home that is doing it. Also, for surgery on eyes. And remember, your eyesight, you need very dearly. It is something that we all have, allergies in eyes, cataracts. Let's remember the heart disease also. Heart disease is one of the biggest things that's taking the lives of many that needs to know Jesus, and we need to have prayer for our unsaved loved ones. Also diabetes, children without parents, children with parents. We need to pray for parents, to be parents. Don't forget missionaries. Missionaries plays a big part in life, and missionaries carries the word of God on. Also for grieving parents, grieving families. We have many deaths in our families, and we have many people in our neighborhoods that's going through the same thing. But we do not want to forget our parents and family that has those behind those hard things to say, those bars. Oh, that's back there in that jailhouse. But you know, victory comes from a jailhouse also. God, let his people be put in jail to come up with a victorious answer. And you know what? Your son, your daughter can be behind bars, your niece, your nephew, but God can save them. God can bring them through their problems. Especially, let's trust in the Lord. In Psalms 11, it says, I trust in God for protection. So why do you say to me, fly like a bird to your mountain? Like hunters, the wicked spring their bows. They set their arrows on the bowstrings. They shoot from dark places at those who are honest. When all that is good falls apart, what can good people do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord sits on the throne in heaven. He sees what people do. He keeps his eye on them. The Lord tests those who is right. But he hates the wicked and those who love to hurt others. He will send hot coals and burning sulfur on the wicked. A whirlwind is what they will get. The Lord does what is right, and he loves justice. So honest people will see his face. Can you imagine? Honest people will see his face. The way of the Lord is right. Trust in the Lord forever, for in God, the Lord, we have an everlasting rock. God's way is always right. It doesn't always make sense. In fact, it is often mysterious. It can seldom be explained. It isn't always pleasurable and fun. But I have lived long enough to realize that his way is always right. I believe that not until we embrace God's love will we have the ability to reason our way through the life. Until then, we will be too important in the plan. Man's opinions will be too significant to us, and we will churn and wrestle and struggle out our way through the Christian life, trying too hard to please people rather than living in relief and relax in his place. Isn't that wonderful? His way is right. So believe that this week. God's way is right. Encourage your friends. Encourage your neighbors. Keep praying for one another. And remember that you can be a part of our ministry by calling this number, 714-409-0578. And let everybody know that we are on at Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 7. Have a blessed week in the Lord. May you be blessed.
Thank you. Thank you, my darling. Thank you for that information. Praise God. And if you would like to call us here at home, also, Minister, she forgot to mention to you, if anybody would like to go with us on the mission trip next year, please call me at 347-504-347-5797. We would like to get a mission trip together for Kenya next year. Praise God. So if anybody would like to bless us with donation or anybody would like to come, they are so welcome to come with us on the mission trip, but we need to start planning. Praise God, so we can start getting all our documents together and what month are we going and get everything together. Praise God. Well, my title tonight is Don't Compromise. Don't Compromise. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, many times, praise God, in our homes, and I'm going to read a scripture about how it can be right here in the home that we try to compromise. But God don't want us, his children, to compromise. Many times we have grown children in our homes, and they are living the worldly life, and they just want to live their lifestyle, you know. And we are sometimes trying to compromise with them to try to keep them from being outside, out there, or just sleeping anywhere. So they keep them from paying all the high bills, just trying to put everything together. But and then there are other times, praise God, well, hallelujah, when we let division come between us and we try to compromise because we don't want nobody to be angry with us. We're just trying in all kind of ways to compromise with people, try to fit in. But that's not what Jesus said in Matthew. And Jeremiah says, as far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know, that's what Jeremiah said. And so we must get that mindset, you know, of serving the Lord, standing up for Christ. We have to be stand up for Christ, pray for his sakes. Matthew, let me tell you about how it'll be in your house, praise God. Matthew chapter 10, 34 through 39, and it reads is this, 49, praise God, Matthew starting at verse 49, and it reads as thus, I am come to set fire on the earth, and what will I if he already kindled, but I have a baptism to be baptized, and how am I strengthened till it may it be accomplished? Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth, I tell you nay, but rather division. God is speaking, for I am, that's Jesus speaking now, for from henceforth there shall be five in one house, divided. It could be, you know, sometimes you got family members in the house and they are divided. Three against two and two against three. This is the word of God. The father shall be divided against the son and the son against the father and the mother against the daughter and the daughter against the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law and the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. You know, we have that. We have that sometimes, you know, in our home, you know. We can get too many people in the house, and it is truly, truly an uproar. God is letting us know that we cannot compromise with the enemy. Sometimes we have to let people go and let them stand on their own two feet. The enemy wants us to serve him. That's awesome. The enemy. Why does this come? Because the enemy wants us to compromise and to bow down to him. The enemy knows that sometimes we are weak in those areas and we want to help our family members because we don't want to see them struggling. And we take on all the burdens on our back. But no, we are not. God tells us how to stand. Jeremiah said it. Said, as far as me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go to another verse. Praise God. In Matthew chapter 4, 1 through 11, it says, praise God, hallelujah. Let's go over here to Matthew right quick. Praise God. Chapter 4, 1 through 11. And this is when Jesus was tempted. Now, as Jesus was tempted, what about us? Let's read it. Then was Jesus led up into the spirit, into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And then you know if Jesus were tempted, so are we. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hunger. And when the tempter
came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made to bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you concerning thee, and in their hand you shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone." And Jesus said unto him, Jesus had to answer him because the devil was trying to compromise with him, to try to get him to do something that was ungodly. We don't tempt Jesus. And Jesus said unto him, "It is written, again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, "All these things I'll give you." You see, the devil has many ways, people. Listen. You see, he couldn't get Jesus in the first two ways. Now you come to the third way. He wants to show him, oh, there's so much the devil can show us, how people can help us. No, Jesus is the one that's our helper. Then Jesus said unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." And then the devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered to him. I'm telling you, God got angels. God got angels will come and minister to us if we command the devil out of our way, where he is trying to tempt us and trying to cause us to compromise with other people. It don't have to be in your own household. It could be on a job. It could be anywhere that we go. The devil knows the weakest point. Now, he's going to take Jesus up there and show him all these things. We know the things of the world is beautiful. We know it. But Jesus told the devil to get thee behind me, Satan. Yes, he did. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we have to be strong in the power of his might, in the Lord. Praise God. And we have to be one that's going to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Praise God. And don't compromise. Don't compromise. Daniel didn't compromise. Praise God. So let's look over here at Daniel 3 and 12 through 18. Praise God. Daniel was one that didn't compromise. And we all know the story of Daniel. Praise God. Daniel 3. Praise God. 12 through 18. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to compromise with the enemy. Let's start at verse 12. There are certain Jews who thou last set over the affairs of the provisions of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. See, they ain't bowing down to the king. Praise God. They serve not thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They told them that the king told them that. And they went and told the king, matter of fact. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage, see, Nebuchadnezzar got angry when they come and told him that. He got in a rage. The enemy will get in a rage because you won't serve him. And the fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my God or worship the golden image which I have set up?" You mean tell me that what I done here, you are not going to obey what I done? Now, if ye be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the coming. Now, I'm going to tell you what to do. When you hear the sound of these things, you better bow down. That's what he's telling him.
Praise God. The flute, the harp, the sackbut, the sorcery, or the conclamor, all kinds of music. Ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out? Now, you know, if somebody tell us that, our knees are going to tremble, we're going to fall, because we're going to be fearful. We're going to let fear come in. Didn't the Bible tell us not to fear what man may try to do to us? Let's go to verse 17. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And that's the way God wants us to be. We got to be strong, and we got to not, no, not, to compromise with the devil. Daniel did not compromise with the king. They told he was going to, he was, they was told that they was going to be put into that lion's den. And you know, they replied back to that old king. They didn't fear their God. They knew who in whom they served, just like we read earlier in Joshua. Joshua said, for as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Daniel said no. Daniel stood his ground and did not fear. This is God. This is what God is trying to tell us today. Put me in a lion's den and I am going to have a heart attack. I don't know about you, but that's how much fear we got up on us. And God is trying to show us ourselves. He's trying to let us know who we are in him. But God teaches us not to fear. Another time, Daniel was thrown into the fiery furnace. Praise God. Over there in Daniel 6. Let's go over there. Daniel 6. I know you all have read all this, but this is just to show you how the devil is trying to get you to compromise and do what he wants you to do. But he don't have no authority. Daniel 6, 19 through 23. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee? Now you see how the devil, God done delivered him before, and then he going to ask Daniel again, is your God continuously going to save you? If God can save you one time, he can save you all the time. Hallelujah. This is what I'm talking about. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. You're going to live in what you see. My God has sent an angel. I'm telling you, God said he got 10,000 legion angels. He can protect all about us. God can protect us from anything, y'all. Come on. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me insomuch as before him innocent was found in me, and also before me, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. He didn't compromise with that king Nebuchadnezzar. He didn't compromise with him. I'm telling you, you don't have to. Stand up for Jesus' sake. Praise God. My God, this is awesome. God is telling us something. Now, God is not going to allow us to be put in a lion's den. God is not going to be allowed us to put into fire finances, but there are things that we are going to face every day in life. There are going to be trials and tribulations that we are going to face in life. But God is telling us, in whom do you believe in? Who do you trust in? Are you going to compromise with the enemy? Or are you going to stand up for truth? Praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, God. 23. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that he should be taken out of the lion's den. Praise God. That's what it is. But let's go back over here to Daniel's 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Daniel chapter 1. Daniel just got so much of encouragement here all the way through the book. Praise God. He just commanded. He just let us know all the way. I mean, Daniel was one that stood up. Praise God. And let the devil know that he didn't have no part. Daniel chapter 1, 5 through 9. And it reads as thus. And the king appointed them daily provisions. Now, listen to this. You know we love to eat. Appointed them daily provisions of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank. So, nourishing them 3 years. That at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the Enoch gave names. For he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hanani, and to Shadrach, and Meshach, and Mishael, and Meshach, and to Azariah, and Abednego. And Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the Enosh that he might not defile himself. Now God has brought Daniel into favor and tender love. I tell you, God will bring you into favor if you don't compromise with the enemy. We know we can get caught up into these festivals and parties and these things. Oh, God is testing to our eyes. We know we shouldn't be partaking of some of the stuff, the dainties. Oh, we love food till we overeat. Oh, my God. We love food so much till we overeat of all the dainties that's on the table, all the sweets we got to taste of, all of the, I don't know about you, but some, I don't drink, but some people get drunk on different holidays. They get overdrunk. My God, my weakness is sweets. My weakness is sweets. And I know I shouldn't eat them because I get a big fat belly. Praise the Lord. The truth is the light, ain't it? I love to eat all the good food. I love it. But, you know, we don't have to. We know what it does for us. We know what food does. We know what to back down from. We know what not to partake of. But guess what? We do it. But we don't have to compromise now. We don't have to. God is letting us know that we don't have to. Praise God. Praise God. I love this. Praise God. Hallelujah. When God was teaching me this, and I say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. You know, that's why we have to ask God for forgiveness many times. We have to ask God for forgiveness because we sin daily. We sin. We come short. We come far short of his glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joshua 24 and 15 says, praise God. 24 and 15 says, and it seemed evil unto you to serve the Lord. Choose this day whom you will serve, whether it be God or whether it be your father. Serve that we're in on the other side of the flood. Are you going to serve? Which one are you going to serve? Or the God of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell? The people who you dwell around, what I'm trying to say. You can't serve them gods way back then. But there are gods all around you now. We have gods in our house that things that we shouldn't have in here and need to go out.
That's when Joshua said, as for as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Because sometimes we got other gods before us. Sometimes we serve another thing. We're allowing other things to come in, and we bow down and serve it. But that devil is a liar tonight. We will not serve no other god. We have been shown how the man of God stood up. Praise God. And he was not serving no other god. He would not serve the king in everything that he told him to bow down to. He told him no. Will you do that? Will you take that under consideration? Praise God. And say, I will not, when people want me to take part in whatever they are doing, I will not take part in it. Praise God. Look at Matthew 10, 34 through 39. Praise God. Change when you get caught up into trying to compromise. It brings conflict. Praise God. Think not that I've come to bring peace. This in again in Matthew. And I just want to show you where it can cause conflict. It can cause conflict in your children, in your marriages. Think not that I've come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father and against his daughter and the mother, and the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. And the man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy. Oh, God, Jesus is speaking to us right now. You have to let some of them things go and follow Christ. Hallelujah. And he that findeth his life shall lose it. He that loses his life for my sake shall find it. We don't have to compromise. We don't have to compromise. I know you may say it. Oh, it seems hard. It's hard. Walk with Jesus. Gird yourself up like a man. Put on the whole armor of God, and you will be able to stand in the midst of every trial and every situation that you faces every day. God is there. He got an angel, as the word said earlier. He got an angel there. All God wants you to do is have the faith. Yes, yes, yes. He wants you to have the faith and trust in him. Praise God. God wants us to be able to trust in him, to stand and don't fear. I mean, God has told us what to do, and we need, Daniel just showed us an example how that we can stand and not fear when the enemy comes into our camp. Praise God. I'm excited about this. Praise God. God is teaching us to be bold, be strong in the power of his might. Praise God. He's just teaching us. We are his children, and he loves to teach us what to do and how to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just love this when God gave me that message. He told me, said, don't compromise. And I know he was talking to me. I don't know what you're getting out of this message, but I know that he was talking to me, and he's telling me, don't compromise. Don't compromise when the enemy comes in and wants you to go at this place and that place and do this and do that. And yes, yes, there are many things. There are many things that will cause us to compromise. The highest praise is unto him. The highest blessings, God gave it to Moses. Matthew 6,
Numbers chapter 6, 24. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he give you peace this week. We are so glad that you came on tonight to be with us. We just thank you so much. We just pray blessings upon you, on your going in and your coming out this week. May you be blessed in hundredfolds. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's blessing. Yeah, they are showering down on you right now. I believe it for Jesus' sakes. Praise God. Hallelujah. He say, bless the people, and he will bless them. That's what he said in Numbers. Praise God. And we believe God for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good one now. Bye-bye.
Wonderful. That was good.
Praise God. Hallelujah.